This recording, Switzerland 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was an veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That era was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of portage, checked herself in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, headed for the work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. To be honest, I'm just sitting at home and watching videos and just reading. I don't go out or do some stuff, just sitting there in home. But yeah, what I'm reading, I read a lot of books, but especially French books, because I think they're quite beautiful, quite good, good written, and also English books, like The Kite Runner, or my English teacher gave me my first English book with a good book, The Kite Runner, because I read it in German, so she gave it to me to read it on English. And I'm also watching a lot of films in English with English subtitles, so yeah, this is quite simple life, but yeah, that and I like eating, I'm cooking, so them. Yeah, I think that's a good school here. Not the best, but it could be worse. Yeah. Jo, ich bin do an der Schule. Ja, ich sehe. Ist nicht so gut. Ich weiß, also es kann schlimmer sein. Jo, ich mache eigentlich nicht viel in meiner Freizeit. Ich lese viel. Schaue gerne Film mit englischen Untertiteln. Jo, weil irgendwie die guten Filme sind nie mit deutschen oder französischen Untertiteln, nur mit Englisch. So, ich lüg's auf Englisch. Und jo, sonst, ich koche gern, ich mag's, ich esse gern, vor allem traditionelles Essen.